This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there was a job fair. Have you guys ever been to a job fair? It's kind of cool. Even if you don't need a job, people are there to help promote opportunities at their company. They try to recruit you. They might have little goodies on their table, give you some swag, even help you apply for a job. Well, there has been a report that there was a huge gathering of women that were, this event was supposed to be to, I guess, help offer opportunities for, you know, women to get jobs. And we're being told that the fair was overrun by individuals who said they were non-binary. And these were males who were, I guess, identifying as females. And, you know, we've seen a lot of debate in transgender sports and all that, but we've even talked about how there could be labor implications where if somebody is identifying, if they can't get a job as a male, then what's to stop them from identifying as a female so they get the job? So, Newsweek reports that men flooded this women's job fair after quote-unquote lying about being non-binary. The in-person Grace Hopper celebration was organized by Anita B., took place from September 26 to 29 in Orlando, Florida. There was a career fair, expo, opportunities for those in the industry looking to for career opportunities, etc. And the audience paid $1,300 per ticket to go to this expo. Organizers soon realized that there were many cisgender men that came in under the pretense of being non-binary. And so what's interesting about this is if we are really going to progress, right, in the gender world, and this is what I've said, sometimes some of these things end up hurting the people they're trying to protect. And if we really are going to be now saying, look, you can identify any way you want, not male, not female, then all these programs that are for women only now have to be open to anybody who says, but I'm a woman now. If, God forbid, we had another Titanic ship sink, if somebody says, I identify as a woman, you got to get them on the boat. And so when ladies drink free or ladies join free at a health club, that what's the point if somebody could say, I identify as a woman? And if they say, yeah, but you're not wearing a dress, women don't wear dresses. You could be a woman and not have a dress. Yeah, but you don't have makeup on. Not all women wear makeup. So now how do you identify if somebody is faking it or not? That's why, you know, this transgender sports debate when it comes to athletes is very, very tricky. Because having had patients who were transgender, you want to be supportive. You understand they're going through a very painful and arduous transitioning. But we don't necessarily have to, in now societal definitions, have somebody necessarily go through all that. You could transition by only changing your clothes. You don't necessarily have to add breasts or remove breasts or add skin to create a penis or remove a penis. You don't necessarily have to do that. Which means now the definition is so loose where anybody and everybody could say whoever they want to be. People are also asking, can they now identify as Latino or black or Jewish? Wasn't there that congressman who said, well, I'm Jewish? And so there's a lot of things out there that benefit only people of certain race, color, gender, creed. This is a Catholic scholarship. This is a scholarship for black women. This is a scholarship for Hispanic men. This is a scholarship for migrants. You know, we have benefits for those of... And so what if somebody identifies as being disabled and having a disability? So we're working in a society that's kind of not prepared. And that's what happens. Things happen politically before the infrastructure is in place. And so there was, I think, a runner, I forget which school, didn't do well. I think it was like 172 place. I didn't do well as a male, but identified as female. And now is winning races. And so I've said this before. When it comes to gender dysphoria, we really have to have metrics, parameters, and proper diagnosis. Or those who really do have gender dysphoria are going to be sidelined by everybody else saying, yeah, that's me too. So let me now switch bathrooms. Let me switch sports. Let me apply for that job. And maybe maybe on the flip side, the other argument is we shouldn't be basing a job if you're female or male, if you're black or white, if you're Hispanic or not. All I know is every time I apply for a job, there's a whole list of things asking what my gender is, what my sexual preference is, they say it's voluntary, but one application was on hold until I identified what I am sexually. I said I'm heterosexual. I mean, is it really their business? I have a husband, I'm heterosexual, none of their business who I sleep with. So maybe that's what's going to eventually happen. If society wants you to be able to identify however you want to identify, then it doesn't really make sense to say women only. Because somebody could say, I'm going to be a woman today. Gender fluid. You could change anytime you want. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? date. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're supposed to be getting a national emergency broadcast alert, and we just got a little buzz. We're supposed to be getting it at the 20-minute mark, and right now it's only the 17-minute mark. So, all right, supposed to be around 2020. I don't know if that was it. Got a very quick alert. Little annoying sound. No, the annoying sound, this is still me. An annoying sound is supposed to be interrupting this annoying sound. But I don't know, was that it? Was it done? It's supposed to come at about the 20-minute mark. And there was an emergency warning that just it was blurred. I couldn't read it. Even with the glasses, I couldn't read it. Well, anyway, while we're here, we're going to start the next segment. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. So an emergency broadcast alert system is supposed to go out at the 20-minute mark, although we just got a buzz, and I don't know if that was it. And this is supposed to go out to all cell phones, all TVs, all radios are supposed to be emitting this. And I think we just had it. I don't know, but I didn't get the message. I'm not exactly sure. Now, maybe that's all it was supposed to be. Just a lot of buildup. I have to admit, I'm a little disappointed. Just like my boyfriend's in college. A lot of buildup, but really that was it. So we're being told that at approximately 2:20 p.m., which, again, already kind of happened. We're a little off. Federal government is conducting a nationwide test of its emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts. The EAS portion of the test is going to send an emergency alert to all radios and televisions. The WEA portion, the wireless emergency alert, going to all our cell phones. Now, some people ask, can you shut off a cell phone alert? I don't think you can. Some people say, well, can I just shut my phone down? I mean, if your phone is off. But I think if you say, no, I don't want it. And I got to tell you, it lasted only a second. Again, similar to my honeymoon. It really wasn't. And so if any of you got to read it, I was getting ready to go on air, and it happened at the 17th. So if that was it, that was it. But I got to tell you, that was pretty quick. Usually an emergency alert. I don't know if you guys, I grew up in the 70s and 80s. Mostly 80s. I don't remember much about the 70s. And you would be watching TV, and all the time you'd get all these colors, and they'd say, and it would be a very loud, annoying noise, and they would say, this is a test. This is only a test. This is a test from the emergency broadcast system. And it would interrupt. I think I was watching MacGyver, you know, da 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 da, and all of a sudden the emergency rocket is like, no, because I'd be in the middle of the song, you know, or it'd be facts of life, right? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and then you have the facts of life. And all of a sudden the emergency broadcast alert would go on. But it wouldn't tell us what to do. It was a test. And it would be very loud, it would be very annoying, and it would last a long time. So what is the government trying to do? Well, my guess is we haven't really had these alerts. I don't think we've had a lot of testing. I know there was some conspiracy theory saying when the alert goes off, there's going to be some nanoparticles activated and going into your body. No. I think what happened is there's been a couple clusters happening out of Hawaii, like we saw with Maui, where there was, with the fires in Lahaina, the emergency alert system and the drill alarms were not going off like they were supposed to. Another thing that happened in Maui was a few years ago when they said a nuclear missile was coming their way. Take shelter now. This is not a test. And so people were throwing their kids into the sewer to try to protect them from a nuclear bomb that they thought, or a nuclear missile that was coming, and it turned out that was a false alarm. So I think the government realized that we need to do a better job of having an alert system. The only thing is I got to admit, I'm a little underwhelmed. It lasted for a quick second. I couldn't read it. And here I am. Unless you guys can't hear my show. I mean, maybe you guys are like, oh, this is the best thing ever. It shut up Dahlia for approximately 0.1 milliseconds. So if you have a phone that you're trying to keep secret, from what I understand, the government is aware, right, that some of you might be victims or survivors of domestic violence, etc. But your phone, any phone is supposed to go off with this. So this alert system needs to be in place in case we do have a natural disaster, in case we do get attacked. Tensions are rising in China. You saw a Chinese, reportedly, according to the UK, sunk one of their own subs accidentally, trying to build snares and traps for U.S. submarines in the Yellow Sea. We have other countries that cannot wait for their chance to take advantage of the situation. And the risk of us being drawn into a conflict, or the risk of us having some sort of natural disaster, keeps increasing. And I think one of the reasons why, you know, we've had cold spells, we've had ice ages, we have a Grand Canyon after centuries of drought. Climate's always changing, and but we are kind of shifting our focus on what we could do to kind of prevent CO2 emissions and fossil fuels, when I'd really like to see better levees. I'd really like to see a better alert system. What happened in Maui, whether people blame it on climate change or not, what happened in Maui with people dying was human error. There should have been better warning systems. There's a hurricane under the state. You have a lot of foliage. Things have been dry. What happened in Maui was because we weren't prepared. And when people didn't know where to go, they didn't have that direction. So if somebody wants to say the biggest threat to our climate is actually leadership. And it could have just been one bet. You know, I mean, a storm will knock out cell towers. A storm will knock out electricity. But we are relying on a government to be prepared. Were we prepared with Ebola? No. The first time we had somebody on our soil with Ebola needing to get treated, we were told that we were out of ZMAP, that we ran out. And so Mr. Thomas Duncan, in I believe it was Dallas, Texas, died. And he was our first Ebola patient. How did we run out? We're not very prepared as a country. We have underbuilt health care infrastructure that is consistently overwhelmed. Don't have enough beds. We don't have enough ventilators. We don't have enough oxygen. Our medicines are from another country. Most of our medicines come from another country, which means if we do go to war with China, we're going to be screwed because a lot of our medicines come from China. Our electrical grid is very weak. We do not have the ability to now put every car or apartment complex into a charging mecca. It's not going to happen without glitches. And unfortunately, we could be at high risk and we could be very compromised. When somebody hacked into a city's water system to try to affect, I think it was the sodium hydroxide, thank God somebody was watching it and was able to stop the pumps and prevent the effusion of the chemical going into the water supply. But, and you know, God bless those in the government who are watching our cyber attacks and watching for these threats that come to us. But I've been waiting for the actual full-blown alert that tells us what they're doing. It was like about a second worth of a beep. So, and it happened right before this started at the 17 minutes. Was that enough? Did they just need to make sure they could reach out to everybody? Are they asking for feedback? Are they wanting to know if we got the alerts? Did we get the message loud and clear? I don't know. From what I understand, there's really not much we're supposed to do. But, you know, do we believe that the government has our back? I don't want to criticize the government, but one question I have that many people have since that alert in Maui or in Hawaii telling everybody that a ballistic missile is coming their way to take cover is where do we go? If Putin does decide to send a nuke, if Kim Jong-un, if Xi Jinping decides to send a nuke our way, do you guys know where to go? Do you know where your shelter is? Now, the emergency broadcast system is supposed to tell us, but they may only tell us, go to your nearest shelter. Where is our nearest shelter? I mean, this is a studio. You guys are all welcome in here, but we're just in a basic one-story building. I'm not in a bunker. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we got a lot of caliche. It's really hard to dig a basement or underground bunker. Does anybody know where to go? In the 1960s, we were actually more prepared. There were buildings with big nuclear stickers, or big stickers saying shelter, bomb shelter. And so there were buildings you would go to that had food, that had oxygen, that had porta potties, that people would go to, whether it was a public library, whether it was a university. Do we know where to go? And so I'm not criticizing FEMA or anybody, but if I could make a suggestion as a physician, as an American, as a mom, as a daughter, as a neighbor, if you are going to do a test, can you actually make it an actual drill and tell us where we would need to go? Now, somebody could say, but Dahlia, the people can then hack and know where everybody's going to be hiding out. There has to be some public information on where to go. And if not, just in the drill say, you guys are going to be screwed. Okay, when we say take cover, I guess that means your living room with Netflix. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. After two failed votes for Speaker of the House earlier this week, Republican nominee and Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan is giving an update on that effort to elect someone. He says he doesn't care if it's him at this point, but someone needs to be chosen. Attorney General Merrick Garland traveling to Florida, speaking to the nation's Jewish community and others who may be fearing for their safety as the war between Israel and Hamas continues. Israel's defense ministry telling residents in a town near the border with Lebanon to evacuate. The evacuation order approved today by Israel's defense minister over fears the war against the Palestinian militant group Hamas could turn into a wider regional conflict. Military obesity rates on the rise, and it's creating problems in both recruiting and retention for the Defense Department. Corey Myers, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Daniel, our producer. And so one of our listeners wants to be anonymous, but wants me to talk about ageism and how to get a job if you are competing with the younger generation. Apparently they have applied for multiple jobs online and haven't gotten any. And this has been going on for years, and they want to work, but they're not getting the jobs. So there's a few things going on you guys need to be aware of, okay? When you apply for a job online, I am hearing that from every single person, that they're almost wondering if these jobs are fake, because they apply and nobody's getting word back. And so one thing that might be happening is that in order for a shall we say, a employer to hire internally, they need to put out and they have to do their due diligence and show that they've made some effort into having it open to the public. And then they could say, you see, we're not doing nepotism. We're not doing, you know, we put it out there. Hardly anybody applied, but we have the ad out there. We posted it, and it might be hidden. It might be a very, very tiny spot on their website saying careers. And so you might get an alert from Indeed or LinkedIn or ZipRecruiter or whatever and apply and going, oh, my gosh, something's wrong with me. When basically, they might have never intended to hire. Now, it could also be not so much age, but you have some companies that are in fear of being in trouble for lack of diversity. And if you notice, many of these jobs are asking about your race, asking if you identify as Native American, Latino, Black. And so it might not be your age. It might be that you might not fit a demographic that they want to actively hire to show diversity. And then, you know, what if it is you? It could be you. I mean, it could be that your resume just isn't what they want. One thing I've noticed is with these jobs that are posted, they aren't necessarily telling you the whole story. And so you might be applying for a job that you're really not qualified for. So when they say, let's say, sales associate, so like, oh, great, I've worked in retail, I've done fast food, I'm, you know, they might actually be looking for somebody in their sales management department. You know, or they might be looking for a model. That's why I wouldn't get the job. Their sales associates for a gym or something might need to be, you know, Margot Robbie gorgeous. So, understand that it might not be you. It just might be that the job is asking for something that isn't exactly representative of what the job would entail. You know, I get very often these medical professor jobs, and they're like, we need a medical professor, we need somebody who has a doctorate, but what they need is a doctorate in, let's say, physician assistant. They don't necessarily need a doctorate, a medical doctor, an MD. So you see, there's sometimes you just got to read it carefully. But what about you being older? Do people discriminate against age? Well, it depends. Because here's the thing. If they, let's say, have a gym and they want the person at the front desk that can, you know, get other people to join, and that person looks fit, looks muscular, you know, they're going to probably pick somebody who looks younger in shape to, you know, same thing if it's a, I don't know, L'Oreal commercial or whatever. You know, or Victoria's Secret. They're probably not going to hire me. Excuse me, to model their underwear. That's probably, I could blame my age, but I really need to blame my looks. And we've talked about how looks could prevent you. But there's many employers that are not very happy with the Gen Z generation. I love Gen Zs because I have two boys of my own who are Gen Z. I have a lot of Gen Z students. But you have some employers who are like, I really, really miss the baby boomer Gen X work ethic. They're not looking for 3.5-day week work weeks. Did you notice it went from 4-day week week to 3.5? We haven't even agreed to go to a 4-day work week. Now it's being moved to a 3.5-day work week. And so you have some employers who are like, do we have anybody out there who is kind of a little old school that will work Monday through Friday, now give us notice when they need to take off, provide a doctor's note, not quiet quit or loud quit. And so I really do think that if you do have, you know, that seasoned, that sort of a background, you know, based on your generation, that could actually help you. You have some employers, it all depends on what they've dealt with. You know, maybe they had issues where the room, you know, in Obamacare, if you're a certain size employer, you have to have a breastfeeding room. And maybe it wasn't adequate, and there were issues. And the previous employee, you know, had issues and argued, wanted to take it to the labor board. They might want somebody who's not breastfeeding. They might want somebody that they don't have to pay paternity leave and maternity leave for. So if there's a corporation that says, we will give you a year paid maternity and a year paid paternity, that's huge. That's a lot of money to pay a whole salary for somebody going home and being with their kid. Even though I think it's a fantastic benefit, if you could get that, get it. Wow. But it, you know, companies may be like, I don't want to have to deal with paternity or maternity. It's a lot of money. So if somebody's menopausal like me, they'll be like, huh. So, and now, there, you know, some of you are like, well, I don't know if I could work the same degree as a younger person. If things are really moving to a 3.5-day work week, I think anybody of any age might be able to make that happen. I have a mom who's almost 80, and she's working. She does hybrid. In fact, she wanted to work in the office. Throughout the pandemic, she was like, let me work in the office. And they're like, no, you know, stay home. It's okay. Because she's like me. She's old school. She'd rather be around people. She gets more done when she's in the office. But, you know, fortunately, my brother helped her figure out how to do remote, so it is a little easier on her. But she loves to work. She's a workaholic like I am. So, yes, can there be discrimination for age depending on depending on the type of job and depending on what they're looking for and, you know, in terms of youth or sex appeal, or there could be, unless, I mean, you know, they're trying to appeal to the seasoned generation. But I think if you are older and applying for a job, there's a lot you could do to highlight that. And you could say, look, I'm a Gen X or I'm a Gen Z, and I'm used to working 5 days a week. I want to work 5 days a week. Now, if you're only paying for 3.5 days work, then I'll only work 3.5 days work. But yeah, you know, if you have options where we could actually make salary for working 5 days, I'll work 5 days. I rarely call out. This is my work ethic. If I do have to call out, I can work from home. This is my, and just kind of lay everything out. And, you know, one thing employers are really looking for is reliability. They don't want you to fake it till you make it. A lot of people say that they fake it till they make it. You know, can you do, have you ever had experience? And they're like, oh, yes, yes, yes. You know, I mean, show them you've had experience by the way you talk. And, you know, I really do think older individuals do have a chance to get jobs these days. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
DocDali 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for years I have told you that for those of you on chronic heartburn medications, like these PPIs, these proton pump inhibitors, there's been study after study linking them to osteoporosis, dementia, kidney disease. Every year or two, we get some more bad news about these medications. Now, people have asked them, why do doctors prescribe them? Why are they over the counter? Because very rarely, you could get an esophageal cancer from your acid reflux. And we want to prevent that because if your esophagus starts to turn into Barrett's esophagus from all the acid trauma. Remember, your esophagus or gullet is not supposed to have acid in it. The acid's supposed to only be in the stomach, where it helps dissolve food. And so if you have gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, and you have, let's say, an incompetent lower esophageal sphincter between the esophagus and the stomach, acid will splash up. When that acid splashes up, it could cause damage. And so we try to alter the pH and affect the acidity so that hopefully you have less damage to your esophagus. Now, esophageal cancer from Barrett's esophagus is still rare. It happens, but it's rare. But the PPI, the proton pump inhibitor market, is a multi-million dollar market. And people are just downing those medications left and right. And I've said that whether these medications cause issues or you have the type of health makeup and make the choices that seem to promote these sorts of issues. Like, for example, if your diet is pizza and beer, I wouldn't be surprised if you later go on to develop dementia if you're not eating vegetables and things like that. But that pizza and beer is making you need to hit the PPIs or the Nexium, Protonic, Prilosec, etc. So we have, fascinatingly, a lawsuit that just got settled by AstraZeneca. They settled a $425 million lawsuit over these drugs because there have been 11,000 claims that have caused kidney disease. They make Nexium and Prilosec. And AstraZeneca has not disclosed the terms of the agreement according to Forbes, but they said they admit no wrongdoing, still believe the suits filed are without merit. The settlement resolved the lawsuits in Jersey and Delaware. And the reason why they went as far as they did is they said the company did not appropriately warn patients of the risks of chronic kidney disease posed by the two medications. There's another lawsuit in Louisiana that's not included in this. That, I think, is set to go to trial in April. And so long-term use of heartburn medication has been linked to heart attack, poor bone health, dementia, and kidney disease. And I know that these over-the-counter medications say, look, you know, after using them a certain period of time, please talk to your medical provider. But if their package insert does not say or list something, somebody can hold them liable for, well, you didn't warn me about that. And I'm sure people at AstraZeneca are like, are you really reading that whole package insert? Are you really reading it all? Don't you think with all the other issues, you would probably be maybe fearful of using the medication then? I don't want people fearful of using these PPIs, but I want you guys to change your tune and get yourself checked out if you are on these medications for years. People will call into telemedicine companies going, I need another 90 pills of Nexium. I go, you've been on it, you need another 90 days. Who gave you the first 90 days? Oh, I've been on it for years. Has anybody scoped you? Has anybody done, what if your heartburn isn't heartburn? What if your heartburn is your heart? And it's, that's why they call it heartburn. You feel burning where your heart is. We've connoted it to be GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease or reflux. But heartburn means you're having pain near the heart. What if it's angina? What if it's pericarditis? What if it's cardiac in nature? Anybody having chronic heartburn, you better get your heart checked. What if it means your gallbladder's not working correctly? What if it's your pancreas? If your pancreas is inflamed, you can feel that into your chest. That can feel like heartburn. What if you have an ulcer? What really gets me is when I meet somebody who has esophageal cancer or gastric cancer, I ask them what were their symptoms. And they go, for years I had heartburn. Maybe it wasn't always heartburn. And I don't want to scare you guys, but just because a medication is over the counter doesn't mean you could be your own doctor and be on that medication for years. These medications are over the counter so a company can make money. Just because something's over the counter means you don't take it all the time. Are you supposed to be on Motrin and ibuprofen all the time and naproxen all the time? Are you supposed to be on sleep aids, Benadryl all the time? You're not supposed to take it, but people are like, well, it's over the counter, so it's safe. All these medications are some medications, and there can be side effects. Now, AstraZeneca had, I believe, AstraZeneca is a British pharmaceutical company. They had started a, they did this big press release where they have CareMe CKD. And AstraZeneca CareMe CKD had did a study looking at chronic kidney disease as present in one of 10 adults. That is a pretty common thing. And so they are looking at clarifying the underlying links between kidneys, the heart, the pancreas. And I don't think they've ever told people to take these medications long term. But I don't know. I don't know all the details. But this isn't the first time heartburn medication has been litigated. And GlaxoSmithKline, I think, had reached a settlement in June over Zantac because somebody used Zantac over several years and said that caused his cancer. Now, apparently the FDA said it could be a probable carcinogen. I think the settlement in the California case, again, does not mean that GlaxoSmithKline thinks their Zantac causes cancer. But before you put something in your mouth or do it chronically, keep in mind that there could be side effects, that there could be other risks. And I get it. If I have heartburn, it is not fun. And I don't really eat a lot of pizza. I don't eat a lot of cooked tomatoes. I don't eat spicy food. You know, I had heartburn when I was pregnant. That was not fun. And I think I had to once, maybe just one time, take an antacid. And I didn't really want to when I was pregnant, even though they're overall safe. I was a little nervous about it. So I'm like, I'd just rather not eat, you know, losing weight, keep an eye on your gallbladder health, watch the amount that you eat. But the reason why we have heartburn is, one is, look at the size of your meals. I mean, are you eating on like a little baby plate like we saw at Jesus' Last Supper? The plate sizes were smaller back then. Instead now, this is like one portion. And you guys have tons of things on your plate, and your plate is like these big circus buffet plates, big huge plates. One is, if you eat that much, yeah, you're going to have acid reflux. A lot of you love spicy. You go for Thai, go for Mexican, you can add the extra spice. That can cause heartburn. Caffeine could cause heartburn. Chocolate can cause heartburn. Smoke, nicotine. There's a lot of things we do that are contributing to our heartburn. And you got to get that addressed. And now that many people are just using telemedicine, they're just getting their medications refilled. And chronic kidney disease, there's a lot of things we do that are affecting our kidneys. One is, we take a lot of medications. Those of you popping Advil and Motrin and NSAIDs and prednisone, every time somebody gets a sore throat, they're calling in asking for prednisone. Well, that can affect the kidneys. Number two is, you're not drinking enough water. At least 8 to 10 of these a day. Are you drinking enough water? Are you eating good things, vegetables? Many people take vitamins and they're like, ooh, look how good those vitamins are. My urine is yellow. Well, that just means your body is trying to dump some of the components to that pill. Why don't you give your body the real vitamins? 1-877-DOC-DALY, don't go away.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.